And next, we have Eric Gullickson, and you'll get a taste of what he will be doing. He's going to be featuring here on September 1st, so you definitely want to come back for that. So please welcome Eric Gullickson.
Good evening. Yeah, I'll be featuring here in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that. If any of you are down the South Shore tomorrow, I'll be playing at the Marshfield Fair from 5 to 8. Wednesday, Fireflies in Marlboro. Friday, John Henry's Hammer in Worcester. Saturday, backing Andy and Judy Daigle at the Soul Homestead in Middleboro. Sunday, playing the Surf Lounge on Nantasket Beach. That's enough for now. Yeah, that's all I can remember right now. But anyway, if you get a chance to come to one of those, that's cool. We'll certainly be here on September the 1st, I hope. Back in the late 60s, there was a radio personality in the UK. Had a variety show. He had a full orchestra backing him, and he interviewed people, and he sang songs and played songs. And one day in 1971, he issued a challenge to his listeners. Told them if they sent in a set of lyrics, he would select certain sets of lyrics, put them to music, and play them on his program. Well, he was very popular, so he got several thousand sets of lyrics submitted. True to his word, he selected 24, put them to music, and played them on the air. One of them became a hit in the UK. It made number 2 on the UK charts. It crossed the pond and made number 19 over here, which isn't all that significant, but globally, it sold almost 11 million copies, which is very significant. Guy who submitted the lyrics, nobody knows much about him, except his name was Ron A. Webster. The radio personality's name was Roger Whittaker. The song was called The Last Farewell. There's a ship lies rigged and waiting in the harbor. Tonight for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is filled with tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I've heard that there's a wicked war a-raging, and the taste of war I've known so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, Our guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow. But how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Gather all around me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea. I'll smell again the fragrance of these islands and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return again to England, I'll weep and watch the mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Well, you know, I always like to know where my music comes from, by which I don't mean Amazon.com. And so come back on September 1st, and you'll get a full set of music that shouldn't be forgotten and a whole education about it at the same time. That Eric Ullickson, please, another.